Epiphany. In our experience, our human experience, we are always seeking some ultimate knowledge or some ultimate truth. We see this process when folks work very, very hard to be right, or to be better than someone else, or to prove that they're smarter than another. It's this competitive edge that always seems to be present, always seems to be operating. In this process, we are like crabs in a barrel, seeking to pull others back so that we in turn can be advanced. Often this plays out in information and knowledge, the acquisition of information, the lack of sharing of knowledge. And people often play a game with withholding and not sharing critical information from another that would either equal the playing field or just simply help another out, help someone else just make the grade. Unfortunately, many people don't realize that life is not a competition, but rather a collaboration. When we see competition under those conditions, it's forcing a choice of one over another. It's forcing us to choose. When we see those conditions operating, the experience of life is reduced to, well, primal, animalistic conditions. It reduces our humanity to that of a wild animal. But life goes on, and we seek to understand life. Many of us approach life as if it's a puzzle to be solved. It's as if once we've arrived at what the solution to this puzzle called life is all about, that understanding will provide all sorts of answers and advantages. It's really not clear what answers and advantages are expected or what they would provide, except in the final analysis, more questions and more challenges. And there are answers and then there are advantages, but to what end? What's the point? When we get these answers and we get these advantages, think about it. They only serve as more ammunition in the context of competition. There is perhaps a point in getting more understanding, but where does that take us? More understanding provides what? What's the outcome? What's the benefit? What's the gain? It's quite interesting to see someone who's reached a certain level of understanding, whether it be a college graduate or someone graduating from medical school or law school or whatever, or it could be someone who is just decided to form a new family. There's something about that shift in understanding that happens when folks reach a certain threshold or a certain accomplishment level in life. Something changes. And what's interesting, I'm going to offer, is that suddenly understanding becomes insight. Insight changes the way in which we view the world. In the case of the college graduate or the med school, law school graduate, there's an insight into this new responsibility of having to manage life differently. I mean, with bills and business and life and such, the needs change. There's a different way to engage in being responsible about life. In the case of a newly formed family, it may be the insight that comes with the first child. Clearly, in these cases, all understanding that existed before is suddenly insufficient. Whatever life was 5 minutes or a day or a week before the arrival of a new human being, that understanding is insufficient. There's a natural need to shift perspective, to move to a different vantage point, to step into the world that opens up with this new life. It opens up a whole new series of dynamics and a whole new set of insights. So with this new experience of life, understanding is insufficient. Insight suddenly takes on a new place in life. While all these stages are meaningful, they remain bound by certain conditions. And in these conditions, they're not good or bad. They're just conditions that are bound by understanding, insight. And they're related. And we see how they're related. And these are important steps. Important steps for the progression from that original crab barrel context that we were talking about. Because after all, we're not crabs. We need not succumb to this, you know, very basic way of thinking and very basic way of living. We all have the wherewithal to transcend that crab barrel mentality. We don't have to fall victim to that. We need not fall into the trap of that crab barrel mentality. In the story of the birth of Jesus, King Herod sent the three kings to find Jesus. He was threatened. Herod was threatened by the arrival of a new king, thinking that this new king would displace him. Well, the three kings were led by a star, and they were to return to Herod so that they could inform him of the location of Jesus. Well, upon seeing Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, these three kings were overwhelmed with joy. They knew they had seen the Messiah. Rather than return home the same way that they came, which would have taken them back to Herod, they took a different route. They went home a different way. They decided not to inform King Herod. We have that same journey before us, that same journey to reach our personal epiphanies. The wise men had the epiphany that Jesus was the Christ, and they refused to sell him out. They took the less popular road to avoid feeding King Herod what he needed to do damage. We are at the door of epiphanies each and every day. We need not stop at that crab barrel mentality, or stop at understanding, or even stop at that level of insight. We need to continue each and every day to the point of epiphany. Webster describes epiphany as an appearance or manifestation, especially of a divine being. The definition goes on to state, usually a sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. An intuitive grasp of reality through something as an event, usually simple and striking. And finally, an illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure. A revealing scene or moment. When we arrive at the epiphany of the presence of that Christ power, that Christ spirit within each and every one of us, that's what's available in our personal epiphany. Let every day of this year be a celebration of continuous epiphanies within you of your Christ nature. Let all who meet and greet you see that higher divine presence. Leave those who see that Christ presence in you, leave them in awe, not of you, not of who you might think you are, but in awe of the Christ presence in you, that divine presence within you. Because in seeing that presence, they too will become aware of their ability to presence the Christ in them, and that is the ultimate true purpose of collaborating in life, so that we can all enjoy that Christ presence in the experience of the Epiphany. God bless.